If a federal court ruling takes effect, senators and members of Congress, not to mention all their neighbors, and their neighbors' neighbors, will be free to keep firearms in their homes in Washington, D.C. The court overturned a ban on keeping handguns in the nation's capital. It's an issue of interest to many cities that restrict the use of firearms. It's also of concern to the city's new mayor, Adrian Fenty, who's on the line. Mayor Fenty, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's be clear on what this ruling says, and correct me if I'm wrong. You still can't walk around with a gun on Pennsylvania Avenue, but I could keep one in my house. What's wrong with that?
Well, the first thing we have to say is the ruling is not in effect yet, so it won't be in effect until our appeals process has run its course, and that should be a year or two. If we were unsuccessful, it would mean somehow you'd have to buy a gun and bring it into your home, but nowhere else would they be legal.
Well, what's wrong with having a gun in the home?
Well, law enforcement experts really believe that there's too much violence in major cities in the country, but if, like the District of Columbia, if you allowed handguns to be legal in the home, it would just add to the number of guns in the city. And what's happening is acts of violence lead to death when you have handguns around, legal or illegal.
Well, let me ask, how has it affected the nation's capital to have had this gun ban in effect since 1976, more than 30 years?
I think what you've seen is we have a lot of homicides in the District of Columbia, but they have steadily been going down. And one of the reasons people think that they've been going down is the only way you can get a handgun in the District of Columbia is illegally, and making it tougher on people to get a handgun makes it tougher for them to kill somebody. We are trying to make it as tough as possible for bad guys to get handguns.
Although you allude to one natural criticism of the handgun ban in the District of Columbia, you've had it for more than a generation, and it still is one of the more dangerous cities in America.
Yeah, but I think that's akin to saying that you have stop signs, but people still running them get into accidents. I think the point is if you had less stop signs, then there'd be more accidents. So you don't stop regulating something just because you haven't completely eliminated the problem.
When you do consider the crime rate and stories of major crimes and gang violence that happen in different parts of the city from time to time, can you blame the six D.C. residents who sued? Can you blame them for wanting to have a handgun around the house?
I think that would be blaming people who are not part of the problem. I think that there are some people who probably for legitimate reasons want to have a handgun. But I think what most district residents feel is that that is overwhelmed by the number of people who would probably end up with handguns and use them for the wrong reasons.
Given the rules you have now, how common are handguns in the District of Columbia?
What we know is that more than 80% of the homicides in the District of Columbia are committed with the use of an illegal handgun, as opposed to about 20%, which are used with handguns that were probably originally legal. So guns are still making their way into the District of Columbia, but you can see that most of them are illegal and are being sold on the black market. Now, there's a way to go after those handguns. We think that we need to do a better job closing down stores that are too easily selling illegal handguns to people. But I think you can see from that statistic that number of legal handguns that would probably be used for homicides would go up dramatically if there were more legal handguns around.
You ever owned a gun?
No.
You ever thought that it might be a good idea? Just given it any thought?
No.
All right. Well, Mayor Fenty, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Adrian Fenty is the mayor of Washington, D.C.